Thank you, Trish. Wow. Heaven is a real place. Do you believe that? Heaven is a real place. Do you believe that? That's better. A lot of people don't. A lot of people think that heaven is a fairy tale and that Christianity is a crutch. But the Word of God says that heaven is a real place. We're going to look at a few words that Jesus spoke tonight. But before we do, I want to remind you of the validity of the things that he said. One of those things is, I am the truth. Not a truth, not part truth, not some truth. I am the truth. Just like we talked this morning about him being the way. And remember what we said this morning when we talked about what God said for people to hear that day when Jesus was baptized in the Jordan. We looked at a scripture and it said that God spoke and he said what? This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Some editions say, hear him, listen to him. If he's truth, and if he's the way, and if God is pleased in him, I'm more and more and more convinced every day that we ought to pay heed to everything he says. We ought to get it deep inside of us and let it take root in us. Very familiar verse of scripture we're looking at, John 14:2. In my Father's house are many rooms. Some versions say mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Or I'm sorry, if it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? There's a lot of space. In Daddy's house. Many mansions. Many rooms. Many places to live. In Daddy's house, there are many places for you to come and to rest from your labors and to find peace from the pains and heartaches of this world and to get away from the struggles of this world in Daddy's house. As we look at the structure of this and look at what it says, we see this proclamation of many rooms or many mansions, we should understand that there is room for everyone who would come. Do you know that there is the possibility that this building would get so full of people that there would not be room for us to allow anyone else to come in the doors? There is that possibility. There is the possibility that your house would get so full with people, you would shut the door and not let anybody else in. Would not want anyone else to come. But I want you to understand tonight that this real place that God has that is called heaven is a place that will never fill up to the point where anyone would ever be excluded because there's no longer room for them. We sing the song, "There is room," where? At the cross for you. There's room in God's house for you. You know, it'll never fill up. It'll never be overcrowded. It'll never get to the place where it's so full that when somebody crosses that place from life into eternity, that God would have to say, "There's no more room." That can never happen. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many rooms, many places, many spots for you to come and to abide and to rest." It is my Father's house, the dwelling place. That's what a house is, isn't it? It's a dwelling place. It's a place where people live. My Father's dwelling place, my Father's house, is a place where believers, a place where Christ followers will live for all eternity. Got that? How long? Eternity. Listen to Psalm 23:6. Very familiar verse to you. It says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Well, I'm going to live in the house of God forever. You know, this is a good thing and it's an encouraging thing for us here on earth, but it really starts talking to us when we think about being in God's house for eternity, being in this place called heaven for eternity. You see, all of heaven is God's house. He dwells in its entirety. Heaven is the glorious palace of the living God. Isaiah 63:15 tells us that heaven is God's holy and beautiful habitation. Heaven is the place where God dwells from eternity past to eternity future. Heaven is the place where the Shekinah glory, the full glory of God, shines continuously, nonstop. Heaven is the place where the glory of God that God told Moses he could not see because he couldn't stand to see it in human form because it would blind him. He would not be able to stand to see all that God's glory revealed. Heaven is filled with that glory. From gate to gate. And everywhere in between. This place, I'll never get over it. This place where angelic beings, some over there and some back there and some way over yonder, call out back and forth one to the other, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." All the time they're doing this as His glory and His brilliance and His majesty fills his dwelling place. You know, your home takes on your personality. Your home looks like you. When you walk into a person's home that's been living there for a while, you can see things that you say, yep, I would expect to see that here. Yep, I would expect to see that here. Sometimes people say to me, you think that's something you ought to see my home? When they say that, I think, no, I probably ought not. But our homes take on our personality. They reveal our character. Heaven is that place that has been filled with the personality and the character of the living God that He will invite us into to live with Him for all eternity. This place where the angelic beings shout back and forth, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. This place where the saints of all the ages are actively, nobody's sitting there with their legs crossed and their arms flopped back. They're all actively in the process of worshiping God. Wow. That's the kind of place He is inviting us into. Where this place, where the living spaces, the rooms, the mansions, whatever you want to call them, this place where the living spaces have been prepared from the very foundation of the world, which means that before God said, let there be, this place was being prepared. Jesus said in Matthew 25:33, then the king will say to those on the right, come, ye who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared from you from the very foundation of the world. You know, Jesus said when he left here, I go to prepare a place for you. He says here that it was prepared at the foundation of the world. Do you understand that this place that God is inviting us to come into was being prepared before the earth existed, and that the Son of God is still finishing up the final details for your spot? And he said, if that weren't true, we just read it a while ago. If that weren't true, I wouldn't have told you it was. In seeing I want you to get this. In seeing heaven as a real place, in believing that heaven not only exists, but it is that habitation where God is, and where He is inviting us as His children to come, a Christ follower, a born again, redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, human being, should never, ever dread or fear death. You don't need to rush it along. But you should anticipate it with peace and joy. And guys, I can't tell you enough just how wonderful it is to do that. The one thing that I've been able to experience in my life that just overwhelms me is how much joy and how much peace there was and still is, but was in my life when I thought this day would be my last. When everybody around me told me I was dying. When my body was saying, "You ain't gonna make it, fool." I can't tell you how much joy and how much peace I had and how excited I was at the possibility, not of leaving my family and not of being gone away and not serving the church, but I can't tell you how much joy and peace and excitement there was knowing that I was probably right there at the door waiting to step from this life into that real place that's called heaven. There's nothing to be afraid of for the child of God. We need to understand that. Paul teaches us that when the time comes, we should welcome it. Philippians 1, 21 to 25 says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet which I shall choose, I cannot tell. I'm hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account." Listen to this. "Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and your joy in the faith." I want you to understand that you should never have to question, "Why am I still living?" No matter how old you are or how young you are, no matter what has transpired in your life, you should never have to ask the question, "Why am I still living?" Because as believers in Jesus Christ, still on this earth, not yet taken home, our lives should be about helping others progress in their journey from the cross to heaven. Our lives should be about the business of introducing Jesus Christ to others who have not come to faith in him. And it says that we also do not grieve with the same intensity of those who lose non-believers grieve. Now, we had a memorial service here the other day. And I'm going to tell you, it was just a great time. There was music and there was praying and there was some preaching. There were some tears and there were some smiles. It was a great time. A husband and a son and a father and a brother had died, but he had died with the assurance that he had been born again by faith in Jesus Christ. And the Word of God says that when he took his last breath here, when God took that spirit of life out of him, that he went right straight into the throne room. Right straight to that place that's called heaven, that very real place that we read about so much in God's Word. Jesus said, "I go." No, I don't want to do that. That's too far away, Stan. I went too far. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 says, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope." Remember as we read that verse to begin with? Jesus said, "If it were not so, if there were no place called heaven, if there were no place in eternity for you, if there were no place where you could exist in the presence of the Almighty God," Jesus said, "I would have told you that. I would have told you that." Now we need to remember that he can't lie because he is truth. John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It isn't just that he speaks truth, but that he is truth. When he tells us that heaven is real, and when he tells us that Christ's followers will live there forever, we ought to believe that. You know what? He knows what he's talking about. He came from heaven. Even from the very presence of God the Father. He came from there. And since he came from heaven, he's well acquainted with the glories therein. He knows what's there. He knows what's going on. He's well acquainted with what's been prepared for you and for me. And he wants to encourage you and tell you that this preparation has been made and that you get a place right there with God the Father. Jerry Falwell used to sing a song that says, build my mansion next door to Jesus. Nice old gospel song. I heard it and I thought about it and I said, well, I'll tell you what. Jerry, you can live next door to Jesus if you want to. But I'm living in the big house. I'm living in the presence of God. I'm feasting at the banquet table. I don't want to be next door. Besides that, you can't be. Because all of heaven is the habitation of the living God. I go to prepare a place for you. Jesus was talking about his impending death, the ascension into heaven. I go to prepare a place for you. It reminds me of when I used to be involved in ministry in Jamaica. And every year, we would take somewhere between 200 and 500 volunteers to Jamaica to do Bible schools and revival crusade meetings. And we did some church construction stuff at times. And once a year, some of us in the leadership section of that mission project would travel to Jamaica to begin making preliminary plans and reservations and things for the coming summer. And then about a week before we brought all of the people down, some of us would go and finalize the details and make sure that all the housing was like it's supposed to be and the food had been delivered and the transportation for our volunteers was taken care of. We would go and make the necessary arrangements and make sure that everything was finalized so that when our volunteers came from across the United States and they landed at Montego Bay and got off of those airplanes and came through customs, that just that quickly there would be someone there and everything would be set for them and they would be loaded up and taken to their places of residence and everything would be all ready for them. Jesus said, I'm going to make sure the linens are on the beds. The flowers are in place. And your special spot is completely ready. I love that picture. I love that picture. It's a picture of just how important you are to him. Please remember who we're talking about. The person that said that is the King of Kings. He's the great I Am. He's the crucified, dead, buried, resurrected Lord and master over death. And so, arraigned in all of his glory, he said, "Irene, I'm going to go make sure your spot's ready." It don't get any better than that. John 14:3. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." I can't tell you when he's coming. It's a secret. But he's coming for you at one of two times. He's coming for you either when your body dies. You know, the heart quits, the lungs quit, the kidneys quit. And the spirit of life is removed from the body. Or that day when Gabriel blows his horn and the Father says, "Son, go get my children," and Jesus steps out on a cloud for all to see. One of those two times he's coming for you. But you can be assured, if you have surrendered your life to him, if you've trusted him for your salvation, if you've confessed your sin and your need for him in your life, you can be sure that the only way you're going from here to heaven is with him. You see, one of the most important verses in all of the scripture to me is John 14:3. "And if I go and prepare a place for you," who's speaking there, by the way? Jesus is speaking. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm going to send an angel back for you," right? No, that's not what it says, is it? "I'll meet you when you get on the other side." That's not what it says either. He said, "I'll tell you what, you're so important, we're not leaving this journey to any chance of not being completed. You're so important that when I get your place prepared, I'm going to come get you. I'm going to come get you. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about crossing over on your own. I'm going to come get you." Jesus comes to receive us to himself. Jesus comes to escort us. Where's he going to escort us to? You ready for this? He's going to escort us to that place that's called heaven. And when he escorts us to that place that is called heaven, he's going to place us in the presence of Almighty God, the Father. Wow. How special are you? As Jesus comes to receive you, He's going to take you from here to the throne room. He's going to take you from here to the place where instantaneously you're going to hear, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." And He's going to take you to the place where as soon as you stop spinning in your head, you're going to see the saints of all the ages bow down at the throne of God. And this ain't no fairy tale. This is pure Bible truth. The writer of Hebrews says, "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that He opened for us through the curtain that is through His flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful." Amen and amen. Our Father, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. The whole earth is full of Your glory. Thank You for speaking with us tonight. Accept our humble praise. Use us for Your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.